You're listening to SBS News.
Tim Soppomisen's five-year tenure as Race Discrimination Commissioner ends in August, but he admits plenty of challenges remain for his successor.
Far-right extremist movements and national populism are on the rise, and this does create challenges for any multicultural society that believes in equality and fairness. We need to ensure that we don't go backwards on these issues, that we continue to have strong and effective protections against racism and racial hatred, and that we promote better understanding of cultural diversity.
In his term, Dr. Soppomisen has been a vocal critic of the coalition government's proposed changes to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. Proposals would have made it no longer an offence to offend someone because of his or her race. Dr. Soppomisen has also been involved in the racial discrimination investigation into the late cartoonist Bill Leak over a cartoon portraying an Aboriginal father and son. The commissioner says he has not been afraid to speak out against racism.
Well, the Racial Discrimination Act exists for all Australians, and it protects Australians of all backgrounds against racial discrimination and hatred. I'm not apologetic in any way about doing my job fiercely and doing it without fear or favour. And the Australian community expects someone in my position to be firm and to be strong in advocating for racial equality and in standing up to racism.
But there has been a call for the government to abandon the posting. The Melbourne-based Institute of Public Affairs has sent a brief to all members of Parliament saying the role focuses on racial differences and should go unappointed. The Institute's Director of Policy, Simon Breeny, says the focus should be on unity rather than division.
What we should be concentrating on is the ideas that unite Australians, the ideas that pull us together. And those are the ideas on which this great country was founded, on liberal democracy. And one of the important ideas behind liberal democracy is that we're treated as individuals, not as members of a particular race.
But Attorney General Christian Porter has dismissed the call for change, telling SBS in a statement,
"The Race Discrimination Commissioner will be replaced. An open recruitment exercise is already underway, with applications closing last month. An appointment will be announced in due course."
The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says it hopes the next commissioner will be an equally strong advocate for migrants. FECAD Policy Director Alia Imtuel says it is an important role for Australia.
The Commissioner plays a crucial role in setting the tone of public debate, which indicates that racism, discrimination and intolerance is not welcome in Australian society.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.